Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tavkuf Mem Dalet, mitzvah 545. The Isser related to Shiluach HaKein. Shiluach HaKan, Shiluach HaKein, different pronunciations, says the Torah. Ki Yikarei Kan Sipar Lefanecha, when there is a Kan Sipar. So it might be Shiluach HaKein, but people say Shiluach HaKan because they might be referring to the pasuk of Kan Sipar. A Kan, a nest of birds. So if there is a nest of birds that happens upon a person, Lefanecha, Baderech, on the way, which the Gemara Darshan is not in the air. If a bird is flying with its eggs underneath, that doesn't count as a derech, so there's no mitzvah there. Bechol eitz, oh, on any tree. O ala aretz, efrochim o beitzim, little chicks or eggs. V'ha'im rovetzes ala efrochim, and the mother, not the father. V'ha'im rovetzes ala efrochim, and the mother is hovering and taking care of the chicks. O ala beitzim, lo tikach ha'im al habanim. Do not take the aim al habanim. What does that mean? Ba'oda al baneha, Rashi says. While she is still on her children, on her offspring, do not take the aim al banim. That is the iser. Shaleach tishalach es ha'im ves habanim tikach lach. First shoo away the mother, send away the mother, and then take the offspring, take the chicks, take the eggs for you, l'man yitav lach v'harachta yamim, so that it will be good for you, and you will have arichas yamim. As we know, the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, this is one of the two mitzvos, more than that, but at least two of the more famous mitzvos that have arichas yamim related to it, shiluach hakan and kibud avayim. L'man yitav lach v'harachta yamim. Rashi quotes, in mitzvah kala, she'ein bo chisaron kis, amratar l'man yitav lach v'harachta yamim. You don't lose any money. This is an easy mitzvah. Just shoo away the mother bird. Surely, matan schar of other harder mitzvahs. This is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, the mitzvah that has a lo saseh first, lo sika chayim al habanim, and then shalech tashalach haseim. So today we'll focus the next 2 days on Shiluach HaKein, and we'll first discuss the lo saseh, because that's the order, that's mitzvah 544. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, shalo nikach kan sipar ha'im, we shall not take the nest, the eggs, the kain sipor. Don't take the kids while the mother is there. First send away the mother. Look at the next mitzvah where the Sefer Chinuch has one of his longest explanations of a mitzvah, as we'll see soon. But today we focus first on the lo saseh. The lav is if I violate and I don't do what the Torah wants me to do. This is an example of a lav, an unusual example, says the Sefer HaChinuch, of a lav anita glase. Because usually a lav anita glase is where I do something wrong, and after I do it wrong, the way I fix it is to do the ase. I steal something and I give it back. I leave over a karban. After it's time, I burn it. Here, the ase is what you should do beforehand. Shalech to shalach hazaim. V'sabar etikach lach. If you violate it, so then you're going to have to go back and do it. But really, be ikaron, it's supposed to be that the assay is done, unlike a normal mitzvah assay related to a lavanitic assay where you hope you never get to the assay. You don't steal in order to do the mitzvah. Or you don't leave over notes in order to do the mitzvah. Or tamura, for that matter. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Farlim Dunu, Zecharno Levracha, in Makos, Shekol mitzvahs lo sase shish bokum ase, kiyem ase ba pata, lo kiyem ase sheba, if you fulfill ase, then you're not going to get Malkus. If, by a general rule, if I do not fulfill the mitzvahs ase by a lav anitak lase, as long as it's possible for me to fulfill, I still don't get Malkus. Only if there is no longer a possibility to fulfill the mitzvah, would I then get Malkus. So, for example, in this case, says the Chinuch, if you took the eggs without shooing away the mother, and the mother died, or someone else sent the mother away, then he gets Malkus, at least according to one of the days of the Amoraim. Even though he himself wasn't mevatel the assay, still, the assay is no longer possible. Still, you're still going to get Malkus. And surely, if you were mevatel the assay itself, you were going to get Malkus. But as long as you sent away the mother before the mother died, even though you didn't do it originally, because it is a nitak la'ase. So this is the los ase, so we should never rely on that, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that you'll do the ase later, because something might happen to the mother, and also zrizin makdimin le'mitzvos, v'davar bi'ito matos. That is the los ase related to Shiluach Hakein. But we get into the general mitzvah now. Let's talk about the reasons for the mitzvah of Shiluach Hakein, as the next mitzvah Tavkuf Mem Hei says, this is a two-day mitzvah, L'shaleach Ha'im in Hakein Kodem Sheikach Habanim. Right, the mitzvah is to send the mother away, the mitzvah Zaseh, to send her mother away before taking her offspring, Shaleach Tishalach, and Vesabanim Tikachloch. Let's focus on some Hashkafa today, at the end we'll get to some more Halacha, and then tomorrow we'll do more of the same. Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, the Shar Sheha of this mitzvah, this is one of the Chinuch's basic essays, which he has, not too many. Maybe one or two others that are longer than this one, but it's a basic tenet. L'seisa libeinu, we have to realize, says the Chinuch, Shashkachas Akel Baruch Hu Abriyosef B'min Ha'adam Bifrat. He said this once before at length in the, regarding the mitzvah of Sara'as. Says the Sefer Chinuch, Hashkachas Hashem, we believe in Pratis, on every human being. They have a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, Ki Einav Al Kol Darchei Ish. Pasuk in Iyov. That his eyes, capital H, are on every man. Ubishar mine bale chayim b'minin deraklal. When it comes to the animals, hashgacha is not on a specific animal, it's on the species of the animal. Klomar, shechefso baruch hu b'kiyim amin. The species, the alkalo yichlal ola min mikol mine hanivrayim. There will never be a min that's extinct. If we think that a certain animal got extinct, it must be because it's in within another category of another animal that is not extinct. Kodesh Baruch Hu has hashkacha on every min of animals. Ki b'hashkachas hachai v'kayam la'ad baruch hu aladavar yimsa bo'akiyim. Hashem's hashkacha is on all live creatures, just in different ways. U'bihiniach adam daito al zeh, when a person understands and thinks about this, yavin darchi Hashem, you will understand God. V'yireh ki hamshachas kiyim aminim ba'olam shalokala v'avad echad mikulam. To realize throughout the history, there hasn't been extinct. What about the dinosaurs? Separate shear. But there hasn't been within the animal kingdom. Miyom shenivru hakol b'ma'amaro v'chafso al zeh. From the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he guards and he's mashkiach and he watches over all the animal kingdom. And he decides, k'mochen yedah ha'adam, and a person also realizes that the more he focuses on the hashkacha, the more he will be mushkach. Bottom line, could go zeh yomru zechrenu levracha mida kenegan mida. Could be ozeh ha'ish nosein daito. If a person thinks, ki yakiyem ha'tova v'ashkocha zakel bedvarim v'lo besiva acheres, the more we focus directly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha, yizkehu gamkein, sheyifne alav ha'kel letova, v'yikayem uto, u'bischar ha'kiyem v'hayechola shumamen b'bore. The more we focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he's going to focus on us. And he says, that's the deeper idea that the Medrash says, which many are familiar with, that Shiluach HaKan is a skula for children. As it says, he's going to quote a remez in the pasuk. But it doesn't have to, it can mean literal children, but it also could mean one's own peros of their life. As he says, Sheha'adam zochel l'banim b'schar mitzvah zu. That's what the Medrash says. Klomar, what does he say it means? Sheyimashich kiyumo. Shebanim eim kiyim adam v'zichro. A person's own children are his toldos, are what he stands for, are his ability to be mashpia and to be alive in the world. It says that's what it could mean. Not literally. Obviously, literally is also mentioned. If you look in the, actually, let's just finish and then we'll note where it's quoted. V'diktigo agdara lafia domeh, says the Chinuch, I'll tell you where the hint is that there's a skula for children from this mitzvah. Ma'amar shaleach t'shalach ha'zaim, send away the mother, v'sabanim tikachloch. What does that mean? Klomar, banim tikach l'nafshecha. You will take children. Shahaya yachol omar tishaleach ha'im v'lo v'esa banim tikach lach. Of course you take the kids. You take the offspring. After you send away the mother, that's what you're interested in. So the extra v'esa banim tikach lach is a remez for the children. The Gilyan Marsha quotes this Sefer HaChinuch on Shulchan Aruch of Shlomo Eger in the Reish Tzadi Beis. There's one simon in Yoradei on Shiluach HaKan, Reish Tzadi Beis. So on there he says, "Ubeschar mitzvah zu adam zochel labanim medrash v'kasa b'sefer achinuch didarash v'esabanim tikach lecha ratzalomar l'nafshecha." So that is the sefer achinuch quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch in the Gilyon Marsha. There are other midrashim that talk about other segulos. There's a skula for shiduchim, a skula for parnasa, a skula that kirev hamashiach. I mean, many different midrashim. What exactly this mitzvah, this amazing mitzvah, is going to bring? But now we get into the crux of what the hashkafic points are behind this mitzvah. Min hashorash es amru zecharam lavracha. Chazal say, right? This is a mishnah and a gemara and maseches brachas on daf lamed gimel amud beis. The mishnah says, ha'omer al kan tzipor yagia rachamecha. If somebody says Hashem, your rachmanis should go onto these little chicks, meaning we define and describe this mitzvah as Hashem having rachmanis on the animals. Rashi, Anashim shahayu marim. This is Rashi in Brachas Lama Gimel. Anashim shahayu marim atzmam kemiskavnim lahaamik b'lashon tachnunim va'omrim rachum b'chananata. When they're davening to Hashem, Hashem, have compassion, just like you have compassion on the birds. Shamatul shalecha zaimo shomer. Right. So that if somebody says that, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, mishaskel so we quiet him down. Because what's so bad about that? Right. You're sending away the mother, so you take the chicks. Why isn't that Rachamim, says the Gemara. I understand the other part of the Mishnah that you say modim twice, so that's mechzi kishnei reshuyos. But what's the wrong with Alkansi for Yagir Rachamecha? So the first day of the Gemara, my time, a pligi bat shayam arai b'ma rava. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvi, the Chat Amar, one opinion says, no, there's nothing wrong with it. There, Hashem, it is Rachmanis. That's how you could define the mitzvah. The problem is that the other animals are, or the other creations in the world are going to be jealous. This is a specific mitzvah to have Rachmanis on the bird. But there's no mitzvah to have Rachmanis on any other animal. So it's going to be Matal Kina. So that's why, it is, not allowed, you're not allowed to say that, to define it as rachamim. The Chad Amar, and the other one, which is a more basic tenet. Mipnesha osem midoshev shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ve'enon el gzeros. Because I am taking the midos, I'm taking the attributes of God, and I am making them rachamim, compassionate, and they're only decrees, they're really decrees. What exactly does that mean? It is, you're showing compassion on the bird. So what does it mean? What's the problem with defining this mitzvah as rachamim? That's what the Gemara says. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. V'eino inyan, skipping a couple of lines. V'eino inyan lomar, she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim chalila, shariyu nikra rachum. Right, when the Gemara says that I am taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeros and making them into rachamim, that does not mean chas v'shalom, that Hashem is not a rachamon. We define him. The Gemara says in Shabbos, kuflam gimel, ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachum, afatayye merachim. Right, so it's not that it's not, he's not a rachum, aval, kavanasam lomar, but what do we mean, says the chinuch, that we can't think that the rachamim, we call this rachmanis of God. The rachmanis of Hashem is nothing like the rachmanis of a person. The rachmanis of a person is a decision that he makes. We have a certain midah of rachamim, and that determines whether something is rachamim or not. Hashem decides, so to speak, what the mitzvah should be. Here, it looks like rachim to us, but other times it won't be. And it might look like achzarius, but that still doesn't mean Hashem is not a rachamim. It just doesn't look like it to us now. That's why you can't say it's rachamim, because we're projecting our attributes and our midos onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can take his and project it onto us, but you can't do the opposite. Ava kavod asem lo, meaning ma hu afata. You don't say ma ata af hu. That we can't do. Ava kavod asem lo mar, she'ein midas harachmanis bo chalila kimo b'nei adam, she'harachmanis bahem muchrach b'tivam. The rachmanis for us doesn't change. She'sam bahem habore baruch hu. Hashem put that mida into a person. Aval harachmanis elav mechatzoa pashut, she'chiva chachma so l'rachim, b'neshi mida tova. In this regard, the ultimate, the chachma hapshuta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, decided that this is a mitzvah. And to us, it looks like rachamim. But they can be the opposite. You're allowed to shech them. Right? Is that rachmanis? The same God that told us to do this mitzvah tells us to shech them. Sifat HaBedavar, he's quoting the Ramban here. Sharatir hitir lanu ashchita bahem. So, to apply rachmanis in this case is not appropriate. V'ilu ratza behefach mizeh lo yachrichenu davar. If you wanted to command the opposite, if you would have made an isser of shooing away the bird, that also would have been a mitzvah. Nothing's preventing that. V'lo yimnanu psiba chalila kamonu anachnu abanuyim b'koach hativim. Us, we finite creations cannot say anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shemidas harachmanis ta'akvenu milahashchis o tachrichenu lehitiv lif'amim. Right, is ultimately gzeros. So we can mention certain messages that we learn from a mitzvah, but to say that, to define the mitzvah as this is why Hashem did it. Okay, once it's here, we can say we learn rachmanis from it. But this is why Hashem did it, that we can't say, because we can't apply our midos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the big Ramban on this pasuk as well. The Ramban first quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, who seems to say that it is all about Rachmanis, which makes it very difficult to put with the Gemara that we just read. The Rambam says, "Sheyesh lebehemos da'aga gedola, the behemos have, animals have instinct. Instinct worry about their offspring. Biros on Sar B'nayan, Kamol B'nay Adam. Right, this is 100% true. I used to live in Long Island. There were geese that used to be around, and every time you walk near a goose, it always ran away from you until it had children. Once it had children, and then you would go near it, it would hiss at you, it would scream at you, it would peck at you. It's a totally different nature, because all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that it protects its children. So the Rambam, quoting the Ramban, says that the animals have daiga gadola, ki avas ha'aim leben einenu davar nimshach achar ha'seichel. It's not logical, and based on the seichel, that animals don't have. Aval humi pu'ulos kalach ha'machshava, ha'metsuya bevemos, kasher yimetsuya ba'adam. Right, just like it's found in people, it's found in animals, there's a certain instinct that exists. So this also is about instinct. So again, the Chinuch and the Ramban say you can't take that literally. Can't take that literally, that the mitzvah is about rachmanis, because as we said, mitzvahs are, we try to figure out certain reasons for the mitzvah, but ultimately, Kadosh Baruch Hu has the reasons for the mitzvah. And then he continues and quotes many, many chazals here in the Sefer HaChinuch, relating to the fact that the ta'amim are just mitzideinu, but it's not defining the actual mitzvah. For example, the Medrash says, v'chi ma'ichba lo lachadosh baruch hu, bein shochei min atzavar lo shochei min ha'oref. What's the difference does it make to Hashem to shech from the front of the animal, the back of the animal? Holo nidnu ha'mitzvos elo litzrop ben atzabrios. The mitzvos were given to purify us. And even if we don't understand exactly how the purification is taking place, still, we believe that it is taking place. And he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we discussed a few weeks ago when we spoke about the mitzvah related to a melech. Why does the Torah not give reasons? Because a couple of reasons were given, and the Chacham Mikaladav Shlomo HaMelech was misled based on those reasons. So again, we can never, never say that a reason really captures the essence of the mitzvah, but for our purposes, we can do what we can to make it improve our behavior. And even if you turn a couple of turn a page and go skip a couple of paragraphs, he says even mitzvos that are zecher to something, zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim, zecher l'maisa brachus, even those, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to remember him. Eina to'eles rak sheneida anachnu ha'emes. It's for us. V'nizke bo acheneya ru'uyin lios mekin aleinu. Right, there was a mitzvah. As the Gemara says in Psachim, the mitzvahs were, and the Torah existed before the world was created. So the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah, right, the avos, right, it was Pesach. What do you mean, hey, Pesach? The Yetzias Mitzrayim didn't take place yet. Yetzias Mitzrayim is an element, but it's not the inherent mahus of the entire mitzvah. So that is the major thrust of the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ramban and the Rambam regarding this mitzvah. The Rambam said, talks about Rachmanis literally, but the way the Mefarshim explain him, it is all for us. And it's skipping towards the end. Says the Chinuch, I've been marich a little bit because I quoted the two Edim Ne'emanim, Shnei Amudei Olam. I quoted the Ramban and the Rambam that discussed this mitzvah, and you have to realize that this mitzvah is, that Gemara about Ein El Gzeiros is a Yesod Gadol. Yes, you could say, you can learn Rachamim, but to say that it's all about Rachamim, and that's why Hashem did it, and gave that mitzvah, that we can't say, because Hashem could have just given the opposite exactly also, and it would have been the same from his point of view. So that's one or two basic ideas about the mitzvah. There is another one, and that's quoted here in Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai here quotes a Kabbalistic idea, the Zohar, and that is, what else does this mitzvah mean to me? V'hasachar b'shtei mitzvahs halalu hu'arichas yamim. Mitzvahs kibud ava'eim, and mishkolos, and shiluach hakan, mishkolos keeping proper weights and measures, arichas yamim. All of those have arichas yamim. And then he quotes, v'yesh od da'as acheres. There is another idea behind this mitzvah. It's found in the Zohar Chadash in the Medrash Rus. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, she'yesh b'kiya mitzvah zu his orus rachamim al kol ha'olam. When I do this mitzvah, I cause a great awakening of rachmanis on the whole world. Why? Ki mitoch shehu mishaleach es ha'eim. When I send away the mother, he mitzta'eres. It's kind of the opposite of what we said. We said before it's Rachmanis, so the mother doesn't see the you taking the eggs. But when you shoo her away and she's not going to be able to be with her offspring, she's in pain. Vido eges al churban kaneh. And she worries about the destruction of her nest. V'richok baneha umitzta eres v'holeches v'rotzel abedes asma. She wants to commit suicide. She doesn't know what to do with herself. Umitok tsa'ara hagadol. And because of her great tsar, sar hamamune al ha'ofos mivakesh rachamim yakar. Because she's in such pain, the sar that's appointed upon birds, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, help her, help her. And Hashem, who has v'racham of akol ma'asav, starts shooting out rachmanis. So what's rachmanis? Comes onto the bird, comes out upon us also. Mamshech shefa rachamim al kol ha-mitzta'arim v'hatzrichim rachamim umurachim aleihem. This bird's in pain, but once Hashem says rachmanis to help those in pain, it also goes on everybody else. V'nimsei somer sha'amakayim mitzvah zu, and therefore if somebody's makayim this mitzvah, you might say, oh, how can you put the bird in pain? The animals were given for us, for human beings to use. And therefore, if I cause some pain to this mother in order to help out my fellow Jew to get more rachmanis in the world, not to cause the bird to suffer physically, just to shoo it away, and then afterwards, that's what you could probably come let it come back. Or after you do the mitzvah, so if I mechayim this mitzvah and I send it, husiba laorer rachamim al kol haolam v'tov lo imahem. That's l'man yitavlach v'ha'arachta yamim. That shiluach will bring arichas yamim b'sibas harachamim. Again, an amazing shot that's in the Zohar and quoting Rabbeinu Bachai. The Vilna Gaon also talks about the Zohar. If you look in the Gross commentary on Mishlei in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk says, Ayin til'ag la'av, the eye that scoffs and then makes fun of the father, v'savuv li'yikas aim, and that disgraces the mother, says the Gemara, that's a reference to these two mitzvos. Av is a reference to Kibbut Av Aim, and Aim is a reference to Shiluach HaKam, which only applies to the mother. So if you make fun of these mitzvahs, you make fun of the mitzvah of, says the Gra, the Av, you make fun of Kibbut Av Aim, which is the mitzvah that is the symbol of Rachmanis and Chesed and Hakaras HaTov. Or you make fun of Aim, you make fun of Shiluach HaKam, which is Achzarius, you might think. Like the Zohar says, right? Not like the Rambam says that it's Rachmanis, so the bird doesn't witness. But it's the Avez Achzarius, because the Tzipor is so Ekes Bekomar, quoting the Zohar that Rabbeinu Bachai quoted. So if you make fun of any of those, then you can meet a terrible demise. The end of the pasuk: Yikru ha'arve nachal. The arvim, the ravens, are gonna knock on his head. Why a raven? Because raven is a symbol of Achzarius in the Gemara. V'yochluhu b'nei nasher, and the eagles will eat him. What is nasher? Eagles are symbols of compassion. So to parallel these two mitzvahs, Kibbut Av Aim and Shiluach HaKam, which are opposite, says the Gra there, the Arvim and the Nisharim will take care of their bodies. Okay, there's a lot more here. We did a lot of the Hashkafa, Beshem today, Beshem the next time. We will talk about a lot of the Halacha. Does one have to do the mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah chiyuvis? Is it kiyumis? Do you make a bracha on the mitzvah? Which types of birds? What if you find a bird in your backyard? Right, all of these are coming up, Beshem, in the next mitzvah.